Hello everyone, my name is Mike Evers, and I am also a newbie to Blind Cool Tech. Well, I'm actually from New York State. Well, not actually. You probably can tell by my accent. I was born in Texas originally, and lived most of my life in Virginia and North Carolina. I was a product of my mother remarrying, and I was basically shipped right along with her to Virginia for like 14 years of my life, from age 3 until I was 17. Then I moved to North Carolina with my mom and my stepdad when I was 17. Lived there for quite a few years, about 13 years or so. And then moved to Virginia for 8 months, then to upstate New York for about another 8 months, and now I'll be moving to parts unknown at the end of April, to give you the short and dirty version anyway. But as far as things go, I was a student, or you could say an alumnus now. It's the Virginia School for the Deaf and Blind at Hampton, Virginia. I went there from ages 3 till I was 15. And I mainstreamed to public school in the 9th grade. Had to take the 9th grade over again. Did that for 2 years in Newport News, Virginia, which is next to Hampton. And moved to North Carolina, finished my junior and senior year at a school called Bladenboro High School, which actually is no longer in existence. It's been merged into, actually two of those schools have been merged, Tar Heel and Bladenboro. They were merged into one school, which is now called West Bladen, which is basically in a county, southeastern North Carolina, middle of nowhere. what else can I say about that? Let's see. I was actually the first blind student and the last to have ever graduated from Bladenboro High School, so I thought that was quite an accomplishment. I went to community college from 1995 until 1997. My first 2 years I did there. First and, well, for a while I was the only blind person, but I think there's another one there now that's just started this year. And hopefully this person will be the second to follow in my footsteps in terms of graduating. But I was the first to ever graduate from there. Then I went to the University of North Carolina at Pembroke, which is in a town called Pembroke, North Carolina. It's about 17 miles north of Dillon, South Carolina. About 7 miles off of I-95. And when you get to Lumberton, you get to this exit, you go out on a two-lane highway in the middle of a bunch of tobacco fields and stuff, and then you get to the town, you're there. Nothing really spectacular about that. But that's where I went to school. It was basically boring when I went there. There was nowhere to go or nothing to really do. So I tried to get away on the weekends every chance I could. Either going off with friends or going to visit family or what have you. In 1999, I graduated with a Bachelor of Arts in Political Science with a concentration in pre-law. Took a year and a half off, went to work for my father's then fence company. Worked in sales and customer relations, and that means answering telephones and dealt with customers, helped calculate jobs and write up contracts, different things like that, just to get a little bit of work experience. I quit that job and went back to school in 2001, fall of 2001, right before 9/11 hit, and started on my master's in public administration. Took me about 3 years to complete because I didn't want to rush it, you know. Just wanted to kind of, you know, take it one step at a time because I was more concerned about the quality of the work that I was doing and getting the best grades possible than I was about trying to get it finished quickly and all that stuff. I had plenty of time, so I just, you know, went at my own speed, my own pace, and it worked out very well for me. Worked out a lot better for me, actually, that way. So I ended up graduating in 2004, which actually, the last year of my master's in graduate school, I didn't have to actually do any coursework. I pretty much just used that year to do my thesis, and then I completed an internship, and the last half of the year I went to work at Lion Services in Charlotte on the production line. I did that for about a year and a half, and ended up leaving that job to go into the NIB, which is National Industries for the Blind Fellowship for Leadership Development. I got accepted into that program. It's part of the Business Leaders Program, which is an upward mobility program designed to give blind people the training and experience needed to be put on a career track and managerial roles within the network of more than 85 private nonprofit agencies. The intent of which is for those of us who have successfully completed the fellowship to land mid-level management jobs and eventually executive-level management jobs after getting more experience beyond the fellowship. I started the fellowship in January of 2006. I did my first of 3 8-month rotations in Alexandria, which is where NIB headquarters is. NIB, again, is National Industries for the Blind. Did a variety of projects there. And then in September of 2006, I started my second rotation, which I'm still currently on as of this podcast, at Central Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired here in Utica, New York. Cold, cold north. It's nothing like it in the world, let me tell you. And then in the end of April, I will be shipped off again for my third and final rotation to parts unknown. And even if I did know, I couldn't tell anybody until after the official announcement has been made. So it's kind of, if I tell you, I'll have to kill you. No, but in all seriousness, I'm not allowed to say anything, even if I did know, but I don't know. So hopefully within the next week or so, I will know. And then when the announcement's made, I'll be sure to keep you guys posted as well to where I will be relocating to. All I can say at this point is I hope it's somewhere greener and somewhere warmer. If those of you who aren't familiar with where Utica, New York is, it's actually in the central part of upstate New York, about 50 miles east of Syracuse, about 90 miles or so west of Albany. And we're supposedly, I think, about 45 minutes outside of Oswego County, where the brunt of this big nor'easter that came through a couple weeks ago hit. We actually got about 3 feet of snow on the ground, and for a blind person and a guide with a guide dog, that's definitely a different thing, especially if you're from the south like me, where we're not used to seeing that much of snow. If we get 6 inches of snow on the ground, we pretty much shut everything down. But here, they just keep right on going. And getting around out in that stuff was a pain in the butt, and not to mention dangerous. I felt as though I was putting my life at risk sometimes because I wasn't used to there being snow drifts on the sides of the road where the sidewalks are, and being forced to walk in the middle of the street in the middle of traffic is not very appealing, to say the least. When I had to go catch the bus, and waiting for the bus, you can't even stand on the corner of the street because the snowbanks are so tall. They were taller than I was. It was terrible. It was something I'd never seen before, something I wasn't used to, believe me. And I've managed to survive that ordeal and got through it. Now the snow has subsided just enough to where it's pretty much tolerable, but there's still a lot that needs to be cleaned up, and I don't think the city actually does a very good job of that. But as far as where I'm working, I think the people here are excellent. They're terrific, all of them. They have me on some very interesting projects that I can't really go into detail about because, you know, some of this stuff is confidential and they asked me to keep it as such. But let's just say that it's given me a lot of extra knowledge and helping me refine and build upon my current set of skills. Just like a lot of blind people, I haven't really had a whole lot of work experience, mostly just going to school and getting the education done and out of the way. And I think that's going to pay off in the long run. And so I'm going to work on, you know, focusing on developing my career, getting through the fellowship in the next, what is it going to be, about 10 or 11 months from now. I should be finished, and hopefully I will be in my new job in January, and it'll be a position I'll thoroughly enjoy and get more experience and, you know, be able to build more credibility and be on my way in terms of my career path. So I'm just going to keep my fingers crossed and remain optimistic, which I always am. And treat every obstacle that comes along like an opportunity, because that's what really is going to define, it's going to define success. I think that's what makes us successful. And I'm doing pretty well at it, and I think a lot of folks, you know, that are working in the agencies who are blind and working with NIB as well are doing terrific jobs out there. A lot of people have professional positions never thought of, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago. I mean, the future is definitely getting brighter, and there's going to be a lot more opportunities available because of what we're doing. So I would encourage you guys, if you really want to know more about the NIB Fellowship for Leadership Development or the Business Leaders Program itself, go to www.nib.org, nib.org, and there should be a link that says Business Leaders Program. Click on that or enter on that and then check it out. There's a lot of good stuff there. And I believe the next track for the fellowship is going to start sometime in 2008, and I'm sure you can find information on the website when it becomes available. So just keep looking at it, and if some of you guys are out there that are interested, that are business savvy or want to be business savvy or think they are, you know, go check it out. Look at it, and, you know, call the use the contact information they have, and feel free to call them and ask questions, and they'll be more than happy to talk to you guys about it. All right, now that I've gotten off of that, now that I've finished that, I'm going to get off that soapbox and tell you guys that I've been a blind Cool Tech listener for a little over a year. I actually heard about it on ACB Radio through the Marlena show, and they were interviewing Larry Skukan. who had the idea to create this website, and thought it was very interesting. I listened to quite a few of his podcasts and everybody else. Well, not exactly everybody else. There's about 900 of these podcasts, but I've listened to quite a few of them, and a lot of them are very interesting. Not all about blindness issues, which is good. I think there needs to be more variety. You know, how many times can we beat the blindness horse to death? You know, we know where we are, where we came from, and where we need to go, and sometimes it's relevant to talk about things that are on your mind. I think you should, if you feel as though you need to. But I also like that we talk about other things, as well as how to adapt, you know, as blind people. Even like the technology, you know, tidbits like the audio recording, the cell phone software, like mobile speak and talks. There's quite a few good presentations on talks, and there was one really good one that Earl Harrison did recently on the mobile speak. Makes me want to go out and buy one now, but I just bought a laptop and some other things, and I'm going to put that one on the back burner for right now because I have the talk software, and I'm pretty happy with it for now, and it'll serve its purpose for what I need it to anyway. When my contract comes up for renewal, then I'll look into getting like a Trio or whatever the new cutting-edge technology is by then. I'm sure it'll be even better than what it is now, so I think I'll even hold off on that. I'm using this program that was actually recommended by one of your newbies. I think his name was Matthew Dyer. It's that free WavePad. It's pretty cool. Been playing around with it and working with the recording levels and so forth. It's a pretty neat program. It's actually pretty easy to interface with. And I think after the demo runs out, I might go ahead and just buy the full master's version, because I've been needing an audio editor to work with. And this looks like it'll work pretty well with JAWS. And it'll help me out with doing presentations and podcasts and what have you. I had I have an iRiver. I forgot the model number, but I don't know what it was. After I got it, it worked the way I wanted it to, and I could move recordings, you know, off of the iPod onto my laptop. But then after a few weeks or so, it would let me delete recordings off of the iRiver, but it wouldn't allow me to move that to any of my folders onto my laptop. And I tried using my work laptop as well as my personal, and it wouldn't work the way I was hoping it would. So I just said forget it, and wanted to look for something else. I think I'm going to use this for a while. Sorry about the feedback. I don't know how to fix that. I have a, I think it's probably because I have a built-in mic, which is on the laptop. You're probably hearing some of that fan noise or whatever. That could be what's causing that feedback. But when I can afford it, well, when I feel like spending the money, let me put it that way, I'll invest in maybe a $5 or $10 mic that's external. It might help the quality a little. But if you guys want to, you know, get in touch with me and talk with me offline, feel free to do so. My contact information is as follows. My MSN messenger ID, it's not my email address, it's just my ID. That's M Evers, Mike, that's the M, E-V-E-R-S, that's ever with an S, at Carolina, C-A-R-O-L-I-N-A, .rr.com. Feel free to add me. I'm probably going to change that thing, by the way, because that email address doesn't even work anymore. And my permanent email address that I have right now through my parents' account. I also have Roadrunner, but since I move so much, it just minimizes confusion by keeping it at a central location. So I just use the one on my parents' account. It's that I created. It's M as in Mike, Evers, E-V-E-R-S, Ever with an S, at E-C, that's Echo Charlie, dot R-R, that's Rhino Rhino, dot com, Charlie Oscar Mike. For those of you who know the military alphabet. Anyhow, enough rambling for right now. I look forward to talking to each of you and hope to be on the site a little bit more doing podcasts. I think it's great to do, and I like to run my mouth, so if you like listening, I'll keep on posted. All right, we'll see you guys on the flip side. All right, catch y'all later. Bye now.